Yesterday, you heard how the Bloomington City Council considered suing Mayor Mark Cruzan's administration over the installation of speed bumps. The dispute arose in part because there are possible conflicts between documents outlining where decision-making authority lies. The debate brings to light issues concerning implied powers within city government. As WFIU's Stan Jastrzebski reports in the second of a two-part story, a small group of lawmakers is now looking into how to fix the problems.
When the Bloomington Board of Public Works reviews a project under the auspices of the city's Neighborhood Traffic Safety Program, it has two options, as outlined in NTSP guidelines. It can approve a project and mandate its completion. But what happens if the board doesn't give the go-ahead? Here's what the NTSP has to say in that case.
If a project is not approved, it will be referred back to the engineering staff to address the board's concerns.
But the minutes of the meeting in which the West 3rd Street speed bumps were rejected show that may not be what happened. The following transpired between City Planning Department Director Susie Johnson and board members Charlotte Zitlow and James McNamara.
Johnson asked the board members if the board is stating there are no concerns that the board would like staff to address. McNamara stated that is his intention in the way he phrased the motion. Zitlow agreed.
Zitlow says the board has concerns, the same as those raised by the engineering department, in fact. So does a strict reading of the ordinance give them the option to halt the project by saying they don't and not ordering the engineering department to address the shared issues? City council members, led by Chris Sturbaum, felt that is what happened and thought about filing a lawsuit. Now, consider what the city code says about the Board of Public Works duties.
The board shall be the chief administrative body of the city and shall have control of the day-to-day operation of the Department of Public Works.
And listen carefully to this last part.
And shall have the authority to allow and approve claims.
Twice, city code speaks in the affirmative when talking about the board's responsibilities.
I think every time you're given the authority to do something, you're also giving the authority not to do that.
That's Board President Charlotte Zitlow, who says the power to deny claims is implicit to the law, which it very well may be. State law says a public works board may, quote, condemn projects, but it also says that city councils can include even those condemnations in capital expenditures or projects on which the city spends money. The speed bumps cost the city $800 to install, making them a capital expenditure. Tim Lannon has worked on the issue of conflicting language both as a state senator and a former attorney for the city of Anderson. He says if it all appears murky, that's probably about right.
Any member of the General Assembly will also tell you that the more you legislate, the more you have to legislate. There's probably enough of a gray area here that you could definitely get differences of opinion on exactly what the ultimate authority is by the various bodies.
So how do city leaders plan to deal with the problem? City Councilmen Steve Volan, Andy Ruff, and Marty Speckler last week convened the first meeting of a task force designed to reform the way such processes are handled. One area where there's agreement among almost all sides concerned, that the NTSP was never designed to handle disputes like the one about the speed bumps. Volan says that's made adversaries of people who otherwise might be allies.
We expect our civil servants to follow the letter of the law, and when the letter is really unclear, as it is in the NTSP, what are you going to do?
Mayor Mark Cruzan says he's in favor of doing away with the NTSP altogether. He maintains its power over road projects duplicates what the city council can already do by ordinance. The mayor and others, though, say they worry removing the language entirely could irk some city residents who may feel their voices are no longer heard as loudly concerning projects in their neighborhoods. In short, before any changes are made to city code, there may be more speed bumps in the way. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.